You are now on to the Lyman Mill. This is stop G in the Hoyle Canal System Tour. Drive from Canal Street to the start of Ray Street by Baron Wright. Park anywhere on the side of the road within 200 feet of the start of Ray Street in Hoyle. This Lyman Mill is a very old mill that produced much low-grade cotton. Its original name was the Hadley Falls Cotton Mill. From the northern end of Ray Street, you can see the Lyman Mill's numbers 4 and 5, bricked together as one, and there are 12 tail races, or exit points, for the canal water. From the first level canal looking east, you can see the two penstocks in front of the mill. From this vantage point, you are looking at Lyman Mill numbers 1, 2, and 3. Looking west from this vantage point, and across the first level canal, is the administration offices for the Lyman Mills. In 1927, the Lyman Mills moved to South Carolina. At that point, the White & Mills bought the Lyman Mills building and structures. Open Square now houses small businesses and still privately operates two turbines under the mill. Housing for the Lyman Mill workers was at the same location as the present-day Lyman Terrace. Notice the many metal pipes protruding from the Lyman Mill into the second-level canal. These are relics of the sewage system that once flowed into the canals from the mills and the homes. Cholera and typhoid fever was rampant in early industrial cities. John Snow of England in 1850 had determined the cause of the sickness. But London did not receive its first sewer system until 1870, when the brilliant engineer Joseph Bazalgette built the first modern sewers. Hoyle in turn used its canal from the first level to the second level as a sewer system from its inception in 1850 until it built a sewer system of its own in this area in the late 1870s. The sewer system of Hoyle still being improved. Some lines still empty directly into the river during heavy rainstorms. Not all of the canal system was used as a sewer, though the rest of the second level canal, not near the first level canal, was not, and the entire length of the third level canal was not. The Lyman Mills were typical of mills in Hoyle. They would not only make the cotton thread on their own, but would also make finished cotton products. This required 1,500 looms to operate in the Lyman Mills. They would have multiple gear systems to distribute the power to the many looms. From the northeasternmost point of the Lyman Mill, look across both Race and Main Streets. The Holyoke Water Power Administration Building was made in 1871. It is in the Second Empire style. Now it is owned by the Holyoke Gas and Electric. To the south of Lyman Mills, along the second level canal, was the White and Paper Mill number 2, and to the north was the McIntosh Mill. To the south of Lyman Mills along the first level canal was the Prentice Wire Mill, and to the north is now the warehouse. This Prentice Mill made piano wire, among other products. Across Race Street from the back of Lyman Mill, and a little to the south, is Gateway City Arts, a restaurant and art studio. This was the former home of the Judd Paper Company. Also along the north of the former Judd Paper is now Dunphy Art Studio, which was once Sears Grocers. A little down the beginning of White Street is Parsons Hall with its red door. Lastly, directly across Ray Street is the Hotel Hamilton.